I have been a hiking guide in Grand Canyon, like so many other people who went before me and will come after me. And I'm a writer. I write novels and I write nonfiction. And so, of course, language is a passion of mine. I'm also a Zen Buddhist, and as was Merwin, and that interests me about him. He has a great way of describing absence and connection. I love the fact that Merwin decided at some point in his career that punctuation tethered him and tethered his poems. And so he just said, okay, no more punctuation. I love that. I love that about his poetry. It moves and it expands. And I think he's right. Punctuation does tether us. And he is an ecologist. He moved to a pineapple plantation and restored it in Hawaii. And he just made the big move from life across to death. And I think that's one reason I really feel strongly about honoring him, especially with this poem. This poem is called Before a Departure in Spring, and it's from The River Sound, the title of the book. And this is how it goes. Once more, it is April, with the first light sifting through the young leaves, heavy with dew, making the colors remember who they are, the new pink of the cinnamon tree, the gilded lichens of the bamboo, the shadowed bronze of the kamani, and the blue day opening as the sunlight descends through it all, like the return of a spirit touching without touch and unable to believe it is here and here again and awake, reaching out in silence into the cool breath of the garden, just risen from darkness and days of rain. It is only a moment. The birds fly through it, calling to each other, and are gone with their few notes and the flash of their flight that had vanished before we ever knew it. We watch without touching any of it, and we can tell ourselves only that this is April. This is the morning. This never happened before, and we both remember it.